Okay, kids, whose birthday are we celebrating? Did anyone listen? Whose birthday is it today? Yeah? Jesus' birthday? Oh, that's more like Christmas. Does anyone else? Do you know Fred?
Church.
The church's birthday. Now, that's not the building, although sometimes we think the church is the building. That's all the people gathered together, so that 40 years ago, everyone gathered together and they called it the Uniting Church. So you might not even know anything about the Uniting Church as kids. You go, the Uniting Church, what's that? I don't even understand. So I thought, who else better to tell us about the wonders of the Uniting Church than Harry? Don't you think? Yeah. So we have to get Harry out of his bin. We have to wake him up. So what we do is I'm going to say 1, 2, 3, and you say, wake up, Harry.
Wake up, Harry.
That's just like Brian. I'm not going to say it because it'll hurt my voice. So you say it. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah, that was not too bad, but he's not awake. Here we go. We'll try again. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Uniting Church. Happy birthday to us. Oh, wow, that's really nice, Harry. You remembered it's the church birthday. How could I forget? They've changed their colour to orange. Oh, yeah. Wow, orange and white balloons. Yeah, I got white eyes. Yeah, in fact, I did something really nice for the Uniting Church. Oh, what's that, Harry? Oh, I wrote something. You wrote something? You wrote a lovely poem, did you? Sweet poem for the church. It's more free verse. Okay, free verse. What's it called? It's called 5 Things I Hate About the Uniting Church. Harry, you can't say that. You can't say hate. That's not, you don't do that, Harry. Yeah, I thought you might think that. So I have a subtitle, 5 Things I Really Dislike About the Uniting Church. Harry, that's still not very nice. You don't write down a list of horrible things and give it to someone on their birthday. Oh, that's what we monsters do all the time. In fact, I would be offended if someone didn't point out all my bad habits on my birthday. Okay, bad habits like what, Harry? Oh, like this. Oh. I asked for that, didn't I, Harry? Yep. Besides, Paul, you're always encouraging us to face our flaws. So here goes, 5 Things I Dislike About the Uniting Church by Harry J. Fox. Number one, she can't spell.
She can't spell?
Yeah, she can't spell.
What do you mean she can't spell?
Well, obviously, it should be the United Church, not uniting. She can't even spell, you know, like Manchester United and the United Nations and the United States of Australia. Okay, Harry, it's not a spelling mistake. It's actually supposed to be the United. Ting Church. We're still uniting. We're still joining together as a church. We're not finished yet. Oh, so that's why there's a big giant paddock of green grass out there. They forgot to build the other half of the church. No, not just this church, Harry. The Uniting Church is actually an invitation for other churches to join us. The Uniting Church started when the Methodists and the Congregationalists and the Presbyterians came together. Methylated spirits? Press button? Harry, they're the names of the churches that joined. Jesus actually prayed. His longest prayer was that we would be one and that our oneness would be a sign to the world that God was with us. The people in the past took that really seriously. And they said, let's actually try to be one as a church. Wow, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing.
Okay, number two, the church isn't mean enough.
The church isn't mean enough?
Yeah, she's too nice. Where's all that tough love? Should be telling people off all the time. Okay, Harry, I'll concede. Sometimes the Uniting Church can seem a bit soft on things, but you know why? Hasn't got a hairy chest. No. In the Bible, there's two attributes of God, God's justice and his mercy. Justice is all about fairness and holiness and doing the right thing. Oh, I thought justice was what you ordered at McDonald's when you didn't want a drink. You know, I'll have a Fanta, just ice. Get it? Just ice, no Fanta? Harry, that was a bad joke. Yeah, well, I didn't write it. Okay. So you have justice, doing the right thing, and then you have mercy or grace. Grace is when God shows his mercy on us and forgives us, even though we don't deserve it. Because of his cross, when we do something wrong, God can forgive us and have mercy on us. Okay, justice and mercy. Yeah, and Jesus is really good at holding those two things together, justice and mercy, telling us about God's holy standards and yet showing amazing grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. Yeah, that's not very sweet, the sound, Harry. Now, often in the church, we've been very good at justice, telling people about right and wrong and the rules, but we've been bad about grace. Is that why some of my friends think church is all about being told off? Yeah, maybe that's why. So in the Uniting Church, we've actually decided to err on the side of grace. If we're going to get it wrong, we'd rather be too merciful than too judgmental. Oh, so that's why it sometimes seems soft. Yeah, it doesn't mean there's not rules in the Uniting Church and standards we want to uphold. And sometimes we hide our bad behavior behind grace. But I'd rather that God erred on the side of grace with me. And so if I want that, I need to err on the side of grace with others. Oh, me too. Paul, you reckon my list. Number three, though, this will fix it. You're going to like this one, Paul. The minister isn't master of the universe. Ah, yeah, that is a good one. The minister isn't the master of the church, the universe. Yeah, you should be the boss, Paul. You should tell everyone what to do, how high to jump, how much to pay you. Yeah, that would be good, Harry. Well, I know it sounds good, but the Uniting Church doesn't believe that one person has all the answers. Wow, haven't they met me? No, we actually believe that it's Jesus who's the head of the church, not the minister, and that Jesus chose 12 disciples for a reason, that it was actually in community that we heard from God and we got things right. Oh, but that's no way to run an organization. I know it can be frustrating when we have lots of people in charge, but as soon as we put one person in charge, that's when things can go bad really quickly. We even believe that God is three in one, and that it's in listening to each other and submitting to each other that the church gets its best. The minister, the church council, the presbytery, they hold each other accountable. Oh, man, and I wanted to play He-Man and Skeletor and the other masters of the universe. Well, you can maybe do that later, Harry. Okay, number four, Harry. What's number four? Okay, the Uniting Church doesn't tell you what you should believe. They should say, you got to believe this. Well, Harry, that you're picking all the big ones. Yeah, the Uniting Church should say, you got to believe this or it's out the door. Out you go and go and eat a carrot. A carrot? Yeah, how else do you get orange? Okay, Harry. Okay, sometimes it is hard to know what the Uniting Church believes, but this gets back to that idea of being uniting. We actually think that being uniting is more important than everyone believing exactly the same thing. I don't believe that. Well, it's true, and don't be fooled. The Uniting Church does believe a whole lot of things about God and believe them very seriously and very strongly. And our logo has a very clear message in it, and you can read that about that in that booklet.
But our unity is based on Jesus inviting us to be his, part of his family, not about us all believing exactly the same thing. Because of that, sometimes we're reluctant to proclaim the things that we should.
If only the church were a loudmouth like me.
Yeah, maybe. The Uniting Church also wants to give people the space to work out their faith by themselves, you know. Do you think the church, that everyone in the church has ever all believed exactly the same things?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, no, it hasn't. If you even read the book of Acts when it started, the church was always having fights and debates about what they believed. And what did they do to Thomas when he doubted that Jesus had come back to life?
Oh, they tied him up and dumped him in a vat of turkey fat.
No, Harry, they didn't do that. They gave him space and time so Jesus could convince him. They didn't chase him away. Besides, this means that the Uniting Church gives people the freedom to let puppets preach and to try innovative ways of being church.
Oh, okay, well, that's not bad. Number five, last one. The church accepts really strange people.
You're right there, Harry. I know a minister who talks to himself.
Talks to himself?
Yep.
Oh, he wouldn't do that in public.
No, I've heard he stands up on stage, talks to himself, and calls it a sermon.
Oh, man, well, the world's gone crazy.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, the Uniting Church, it takes all sorts of weird and wonderful people, hypocrites, sinners, publicans, tax collectors, lepers, lame, blind, people from other countries, puppets of different colour,
all the lost, broken and icky people.
Yep.
That sounds like something Jesus would do.
That's right, Harry. I've realised over the years that I'm glad the Uniting Church takes all sorts of people, because if they didn't, they wouldn't have room for me.
Wow. You know what I've just worked out, Paul?
What's that, Harry?
All the worst things about the Uniting Church are also the best things. When I've been bad, I need grace.
Yeah, I agree, Harry. Sometimes it's a funny and frustrating church, erring on the side of grace, letting people find their own way, accepting just about anyone.
It's not perfect, but if it were, I couldn't belong.
That's right, Harry. Thanks a lot for helping us understand what it means to be part of the Uniting Church. And we didn't even get to my list, Harry.
You got a list?
Yeah, the church is terrible at sharing the good news. The separation of its welfare arm from its worship arm. The tendency towards institutionalism and traditionalism. The separation of its leadership from the grassroots. The focus on social justice instead of personal responsibility. You know, that we're held captive by minorities.
Yeah, Paul, that sounds like a really, really interesting sermon.
Yeah, okay, well, I'll leave it there, Harry. Thanks a lot.